It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. This morning, we continue our review of the problems facing the Oklahoma Corrections Department. Back in 2011, the Justice Reinvestment Initiative was passed with great fanfare.
The overall appropriation to corrections has increased by 32% over the last 10 years. Our violent crime rate continues to increase. 36 other states have experienced a decrease in their violent crime rate, while in Oklahoma, ours remains high. In fact, it's increasing.
That is Chris Steele back in 2011. At the time, he was the Speaker of the Oklahoma House, and the Justice Reinvestment Initiative was to have addressed the problems. Now, term limited from office, he is with TEAM, the Education and Employment Ministry. He's disappointed little has happened since 2011. He feels the blame is with the executive branch. We ask why, since the governor signed the measure.
They lost all interest when it came to effectively implementing and following through on the reforms that she did, in fact, sign into law. And so that's, I suspect that you just asked the million-dollar question and that I don't have an accurate answer for.
Steele says the plan did cost money up front, but those expenses could be quickly recouped.
I really think that it behooves the state of Oklahoma to consider not only how we can be tough on crime, but also how we can be smart on crime and tough on criminal spending.
Marshall Clement is with the Council of State Governments. He heads up states' initiative programs. He says Texas has a similar program to Oklahoma's, only it has been put into action.
As a result of the last 5 years, we've seen the prison population in Texas flatline. They haven't had to build a single new bed as a result. They saved $440 million in the first 2 years of the effort alone, and that was after they reinvested about $240 million in expanding treatment programs and sanction facilities for probation departments to use across the state.
The director of the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety, Michael Thompson, says Oklahoma's high recidivism rate needs to be addressed.
It's costly to incarcerate people at the rate that we do, incarcerate offenders at the rate that we incarcerate offenders. And it's equally costly when those offenders go out, reoffend, and return to the state prison system. Because at the end of the day, those people are cared for and taken and being supported by the state of Oklahoma. So when those members leave, when those offenders leave incarceration and have an opportunity to go out and be productive members and not have to depend on the state, it's a good thing for all of us.
Let me just give you an example. In the state of Oklahoma, once a person has paid their debt and served their time and is transitioning back into the community, in essence, they're given $50 and a bus ticket. And without any sort of direction of where to go or where to live or even how to travel beyond the bus ticket itself. And so, again, without any sort of ample direction or resources, many of these people find themselves right back in the place that they started from and ultimately an environment that probably played a significant role in their current situation.
It was 40 years ago this month that a riot raced through the overcrowded and underfunded state prison in McAllister. The Corrections Department was put under the control of the federal courts for nearly two decades. And some worry we may not have learned from our past mistakes. It is 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.